Happy birthday to Nikola Tesla. I'm at the Tuttle Club, and what a great place to celebrate Nikola Tesla's birthday than in a room full of geeks and techies. The conversation around the table has just gone to a kind of a higher gear of politics, stuff that I don't. This is Nick, who is trying to. There's nothing. I've only just started recording, and I always start recording when I stop understanding.
There's a couple of pictures of me and Ben talking at Ben took. She's smiling away. Hello.
Who's around the table?
There's me. That's Solar Bay Steve, aka Steve Lawson.
Jim Anning.
And Twitter name?
Jim Anning.
Nice and easy.
Yeah, and Maggie Philbin. We're not very imaginative.
Both of you. Yeah. And we know Nick, who's now gone very quiet. The quiet mouth man, normally the loud mouth man. There's been a discussion on...
Tory. We've just changed his Twitter name.
Have you booked that?
He has Tory boy butler. Is that what we're calling me now?
The news gatesman. He's Alan Bastard.
He's so much more. He's so much more than just politics. Leave him alone.
Yes, you have your website still up.
He's
I take
bigger
it.
Than Isabel Hall.
I just wanted to ask, is anybody doing anything... Yeah, good point. He's got his hand on the plug to all my tech. Anybody celebrating Nikola Tesla's birthday today?
Who's that?
Oh my God! Okay, Nikola Tesla was the main competitor to Thomas Edison at the time at which things like electricity were the big deal. And he fought, over the issues of AC versus DC. And when the big signs of the big newspapers were having the conversations
days
about delivering... delivering
easy now.
Technology.
Steve's
technology
normally a lot smarter than this. I'm glad I found a hole in his intellect.
And when technology was initially being delivered to the household and people were talking about bringing electrical technology into the household, there was a concern about the safety in AC currents versus DC currents, because Nikola Tesla wanted to bring, I'm going to get this the wrong way around, I always do, but I believe he wanted to bring in the AC current over DC current, which Edison was promoting. Simply because you could do a lot greater transmissions with AC than you could with DC at the time. However, Edison, who was a much smarter player in the political and in the journalistic communities, was able to get an awful lot more press available to say, I want to demonstrate to you how terrifying this power is, and he electrocuted an elephant to prove it. And that had everybody terrified about AC electricity for a very, very long time.
Tesla is not just because I used to
He's
support,
the unsung
follow,
hero of technology.
Very much so. I mean, he died a poor man, didn't he? And
he
wasn't
did.
A lot of his ideas actually
he
ripped
did.
Off?
But primarily because he didn't actually do very good with his own PR. He was very much enamoured with the idea of having sponsors who were rich and famous who would then crowd around him and say, aren't you really great? And as a result, he didn't focus on smart PR or smart network building, but he found one or two sponsors who invested in him for a short time. And in the long term, that didn't pay off for his own research.
We're probably being very, very irreverent now. But do you suppose, like nowadays, if it was happening, that those guys, that they'd be on like your doorstep with a clipboard going, I'd like to interest you in AC. Don't bother with the DC stuff.
Think,
you know, I've got this elephant here.
What I think it's very similar to is, you know, do we buy Apple or do we buy Unix or do we buy Windows? You know, do we do the sort of Linux operating systems, or do we do Windows operating systems? Does it have to be Ubuntu? So there's the great, I mean, at the moment, so this really great campaign that Microsoft did to try and convince everybody that IE8 was the most safest thing of all. So their big white elephant came out about how safe IE8 was, and it had all these ticks next to it. Of course it had all these ticks next to it. They ran the campaign. But it was responded to by the people from the Mozilla Foundation who said, actually, no, if you want standards, you have to move away from Microsoft. And I think it is a similar thing. It is nowadays we're seeing sort of the big names who are having the arguments are those who have the best press available.
What would have happened? What would have happened then if Tesla had got his way?
Okay, if Tesla had got his way, we would have had things like wireless transmission of power.
Already.
See, now look, we'll go back to an earlier conversation we had about control over technology. One of the concerns that the electricity companies had was, how do we meter the usage of electricity? How do we meter the usage of electricity if people are just taking it out of the air? we have no control over that, and so people can steal electricity from us. If we run physical wires into the building, we can put a little meter on the end and we can track what people are spending. So if Tesla had gotten his way, we would have had wireless transmission of electricity. So
which is something that's just surfacing now, isn't it?
And it's coming back now. You know, we are actually beginning to see
only because of the very
expensive
devices that allow it.
Exactly.
I've got an inductive rechargeable watch. And I thought that was pretty amazing.
Pretty much, if you have an electric kettle, or if you have a electric toothbrush, or you have an electric razor, those all use inductive recharging to basically put them on a base and recharge them without any wired contacts going on. So,
where did your Twitter name come from? I'm interested to know.
So the Twitter name of Loudmouth Man.
I can't imagine why you ever picked up that moniker.
Well, I can't imagine how solo-based Steve, who probably appreciates being able to speak on his own all the time, might
not say it. No. I'm loving it. One of the things I like about talking to you, Nick, is that I get taken to school every time. It's kind of that you
unbeaten over the butt.
This is great because I knew nothing about him. Tesla to me meant hair metal, not electricity.
Well, they named themselves after the guy.
Clearly.
Well, I knew them before I knew Tesla. It wasn't until I was wandering through the streets of, I think, Prague? Belgrade, I think. I was in Belgrade during the war. And
which side were you on?
Well, there was cars on fire. And I went into this house and it had, this is the birthplace of Nikola Tesla. And I thought, oh man, someone from the band.
Big picture of a guy with a bandana.
Yeah, with scarves tied around his cowboy boots. No, and that's where I learned about him. And I thought, this is amazing. This guy is a hero. And today is his birthday.
Happy birthday, Nikola.
Happy birthday.